Good afternoon. Welcome to For the Record on Evolution 107.9. Following my theme this week of marginalized societies within Vancouver, today we're going to be talking about goth culture. I'm joined by Michael Barrick, who is an artist, photographer, web developer, and also a moderator for the gothic web forum gothic.bc.ca. He also goes by the moniker Atratus, which is from a Latin word which generally means dressed in black. Thanks for joining us, Michael. So, do you call yourself a goth?
I do, out of lack of a better term, let's put it that way. There's a bit of a joke within the scene itself that in order to properly be a goth, you have to deny being one. We call it the denial affirmation.
So what do we say, how about we dispel some of the myths right away associated with goth culture?
All right.
Are they all depressed?
Definitely not. I would say that as a group, it's probably there's as much of a mix as any other group of human beings. You'll find the entire gamut of human emotion represented.
Sounds logical. So do they all smoke clove cigarettes?
That's an amusing stereotype. No, I would say not. As a matter of fact, I find that there's actually, these days at least, there's quite a few people that are quite anti-smoking. There was a bit of rejoicing, as it were, when some of the clubs went smoke-free.
I think a lot of people have rejoiced at that.
Yeah.
So does murder or suicide enter into the goth lifestyle?
As with the depression, I would say no more or no less than any other group of people.
Do they sacrifice animals?
Definitely not.
Do they stay up all night?
That's probably a stereotype that may have a little truth to it.
All right, so we've got one so far.
Yeah.
Are all goth guys skinny and weak?
Being 6'2" and over 200 pounds, I'd say no.
Are goths intolerant and racist?
No, I would definitely say not. There's, I'd say quite the opposite, actually.
Are they all Satanists?
Definitely not. You'll find every major and minor religion you can put a thought to represented.
Within the goth culture?
Within the goth culture,
really?
Yes.
So, do they want to be vampires, at least?
No. As a matter of fact, there's a term used by some of us that have been around for a long time, but it's very antithetical to that. Certain people we refer to pejoratively as fangtards.
Ah. As in they wear the plastic fangs when they go out.
Yeah. Sort of in the realm of trying too hard to fit into what they perceive to be a stereotype, which you'll find with any other subculture that's got an aesthetic associated with it that gets some representation in mainstream media. You'll find people that, you know, see that, want to be part of it, and jump on the bandwagon in the most sort of superficial and vulgar ways. I mean, it's nothing new. You look at the hippie is dead, burning in Haight-Ashbury in 1969. I mean, it's happened a million times before.
Mm-hmm. So is this all just a phase? Are kids just passing through this and they'll have their fun with it and then pass out of it?
Some yes, some no. Again, like any subculture that has sort of an aesthetic front, you'll have people passing through, trying it out, caught up by the what they perceive to be the beauty of it, or you'll have people that have hung around with it for, as in my own case, decades.
So, do they ever have fun? Looks like they're always really gloomy.
Yeah, I'd say that there's a great deal of fun involved. I'd say probably one of the best representations of the goth scene, done very tongue-in-cheek. There was I think it was a Heineken commercial that had some viral play a little while back. that was quite good. In the commercial, you saw a couple of guys standing in line for a bar, looking at the goth people coming in and out and getting a little spooked by what they were seeing. And then there was a cutaway to the interior of the bar, and it showed a bunch of people having a great time dancing around, jumping about to, in the case of the commercial, it was Wham. And to tell the truth, I've seen that kind of thing, that sort of silliness happen in the bar many a time.
Okay, so enough with these stereotypes. That's sort of just to prove a point anyways.
Yeah.
Can you explain the lifestyle to us? Because I'm sure a lot of the people listening have an idea in their heads what it is. They think dark clothes, they think dark makeup and that, but can you give us a more accurate description?
It's almost defies a description. There's so much variation in what gets covered by the label goth that it's very difficult for even for people that have been in the scene for a very long time to define. I would say that threads that are sort of common even amongst the various and assorted factions, if you will, that's probably not a good word, but there's a thread that looks back to
Victorian times?
Victorian times is a very strong basis, I would say, in Belle Epoque, 19th century bohemianism.
Mm-hmm.
And just as that was a very, very much variegated aspect of culture then, so too was the goth scene.
Yeah, I find it just... personally, I find it almost impossible to nail down, since there really is any kind of variety. There is the Victorian era. You've got PVC, you've got industrial types, and any number of groups can call themselves goth or deny it and still be goth if they want.
Yeah, that's very true. And you'll have different people falling under the label as it's presented by others. Arguing that, no, that particular group is not goth. We're the real goths. No, they're not. We are. It's entirely impossible to define. I mean, really what you've got is a term that was originally applied to a certain genre of music in the 80s by the music British music press. And that particular style of music is still around, and it's evolved in a bunch of different directions, and you get into this whole realm of musical hair splitting as to whether the people who listen to this or listen to that are the true goths, or however you want to put it that way.
Right, well, that was actually one of my questions for later on, but right now we've kind of run out of time for this segment. We're going to take a short commercial break, but you're listening to For the Record on Evolution 107.9. We're talking with Michael Barrick, and we're talking about goth culture, so stay tuned.